I want to praise God this morning for answering prayers concerning my son Billy.
Amen.
And Billy is doing really well after that one procedure he had. And you know, I never fail to tell him that God has blessed him so much.
Amen.
Bless
all of these treatments.
Yes.
And my nephew Kevin is still, they're trying to get his blood count up so they can give him this strong chemo treatment.
Amen, Sister Bonnie. Praise God.
I do praise God. Yes.
Amen. Wonderful.
You know, we need to praise God every day.
Amen.
I know I can.
Amen,
I
Sister Shane.
What he's done done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Got me through my news, and I just hope when I go have this goat that I get the same news.
Bless you, Shane. Amen.
I know I'm going to, but I just give him the praise and thanking for every day. And I ask him just to keep giving me strength to help take care of Joanne, too.
Amen.
And I don't never leave her out. Y'all just
give me
prayers. She is doing better, but we just continue praying for Eric, too.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Last Sunday, Brother Eddie asked me to, he said, will you see if you can learn this song? He said, it's a beautiful song. This young woman that recorded this song, at one time she was going to commit suicide. So this song is really personal, and it pulled her out. It pulled her out from taking those pills and committing suicide. So just listen to the words of this song. It's a beautiful song.
Bless the Lord.
I speak the name of Jesus over you.
Bless you, sir.
In your hurt,
yeah,
in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name because it's all that I can do.
That's right.
In desperation, I seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing.
Thank you, Rick.
Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that the breakthrough would happen today.
Yeah.
I pray a miracle over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless your heart.
Lowest part of her life.
Yeah.
And she recorded this song.
Yeah.
She was on the Grand Ole Opry, and it was just a sight to see.
Sure was.
She's a young girl. She's not but like 21, 22. So Jesus got hit hold of her.
Right.
Sure
he
did.
Touched her.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. One thing I want to announce, and I hope that I don't hurt any parents' feelings in here. I wouldn't do that for nothing.
Bless you, Rita.
But in order for me to teach these little ones back here, I'm going to ask any kids that are from sixth grade on up to stay out in the auditorium. It will it helps for me to teach at their level. And I wish we had a class for those kids, and hopefully in the future we will have a place where we can have a classroom to teach them.
Amen.
Because they need to be taught at a different level.
Amen.
Than what I teach the little
true kids. True.
So I hope, like I said, I hope that I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but I want to teach these little ones
little you lambs
what
yeah
they need to learn.
Sure do. Amen.
Anybody else?
Yeah, we're gonna sing right again.
Oh,
you can have us sing too.
What are you saying?
We're gonna do some more.
Okay. Thomas, all that chocolate. Bless them, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
And
Amen. Good job, girls. I was thinking as they were singing that last song there, won't it be good to go from heartache to heaven? Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, down here, buddy, we do cry. Down here, we bury our loved ones, say goodbye, but they never say goodbye up there. Man, oh man, everybody's not only happy in heaven, but they want their family there with them. And I know the Lord's got us here for a reason. I understand.
Amen.
That God's work's not done. Done in me, I'm saved. I'm as good as in heaven already, but there's a lot of people ain't saved.
Right.
So we're His witnesses. I appreciate Sister Rita mentioning that need back there. I certainly understand it. The little ones, it's hard enough to get their attention and maybe to even keep it. And the older ones, they're old enough to be out here. And I'm glad to have them out here. They're not on the bottle no more. They're moving up to the meat of the Word of God. And, you know, all of us need to grow in the Lord. The Bible tells us to grow. It said, as newborn babes in Christ, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby, in the book of Peter. We need to grow. We need to go from children to men and women of the Lord. Amen. And I'm sure she got her hands full back there trying to mediate between little ewe lambs and children are of age enough to be out here. I appreciate her mentioning. I wasn't even aware of that. Pray about our service. Christmas Day is on Sunday. And we will probably want to do a little something. When I say do a little something, maybe just gather, sing some songs. I don't know. Pray about it. We're going to try to see what we can do for that Christmas Day service. We're prone to cancel the service tonight due to sickness. Nobody comes on Sunday night, me and Brother Ed anyway. I'm not sick, but he is. I took him some dressing yesterday and some giblet gravy yesterday, and he didn't appear sick at all. He said, I think we need to start a revival. And I told him, I said, Brother Ed, let's wait on that revival effort. I said, a lot of sickness going around right now. He said, somebody needs to start revival. And he called me this morning and said, Brother Eddie, I'm sick. And that's understandable. It's going around. Brother Donnie's been sick for 2 weeks. He can't even hardly talk. And I've been running the gauntlet on this stuff. Don't shake no hands. Just for this sake right here. This is a highly contagious, some kind of sinus, I don't know. But old Brother Eddie, I'll tell you right now, I'm doing a nose spray, gargling with salt water, chicken noodle soup, pepper black, all of that. Vitamin C, you name it, buddy. But everybody ain't successful. And some are falling prey to this sickness. Bonnie was mentioning to me about a preacher that's experiencing it right now. And I'm sure a lot of them are. But anyway, make a long story short, we're going to cancel the service tonight unless somebody wants to come tonight. If you want to come tonight, I'll be here. If not, I'm going to go to Bethel tonight. I'm still going to go to church, amen. But I'm canceling it for this reason, because of sickness and because usually ain't nobody here but me and Brother Ed anyway, amen. We're going to take our text today out of Joshua, right in front of Judges there, that little bitty book. Let me throw this at you. 5 dead, 18 hurt, Colorado Springs, gay nightclub shooting. They said it was a hate attack. And I'll just tell you, that's the environment we're living in.
Yeah.
6 feet of snow in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
Presently, in 2019, California had 8 feet of snow. I guess that's global warming. Heck, I don't know. Man, I never heard such nonsense going on in our day and time. Thank God for a Bible. You can get the most up-to-date information from the Word of God that there is. A lot of propaganda going around right now. Some of it's meaningless. Other of it is designed to sway your thought.
Yeah.
And you need to be careful. Some of that stuff, throw it away. Amen. We're going to read the first 8 verses of Joshua chapter 1. And it starts out, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. I want you to know, God wanted to use Moses. But Moses, he was supposed to speak to the rock. And he smote the rock. And he got demoted. Now, don't think too bad about Moses. He was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus there and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration. I'm just telling you, in the plan of God, he was supposed to speak to the rock, not smite it. And the Lord said here, my servant Moses, he's dead. He said, I have given this command to him. He said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Now the earth's the Lord's, the fullness thereof, he can give it to whoever he wants to.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you right now, my bank account could be like that bull and that crypto nonsense that gave billions of dollars away. I could be like Elon Musk and give $44 billion for Twitter, for what that's worth. I just want you to know it's God's, no matter who's got it.
Right.
He gives to whoever he wants.
Right.
I don't need no $1 million. I don't want $1 million. All I want to do is pay my bills. Amen. I have no desire to have a will this long trying to divide all my substance out. Maybe my will, Patrick, it'll say being a sound mind and body, I spend it all. Ain't nothing to fight over, amen. Be a simple will, amen. But the Lord here, he's telling them, I'm giving you all of this. He said in verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee. God makes a difference, even in war.
That's right.
He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.
Yeah.
As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That same promise is to you and me.
Right.
Jesus said in Hebrews 13, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says here, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This is our text verse here. And the last word of this verse right here is only mentioned one time in the whole Bible. God says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, I'm stopping my reading right there today. Try my best to preach a message, a practical message on how to have success. You'll benefit from this message if you'll listen today. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, for the exceeding great precious promises, Lord, to us, Lord, that are written in it. Lord, help us Lord, to give the most earnest heed to it, lest at any time we let it slip. Lord, we come to you on behalf, Lord, of many today, Lord, that are sick, not able to be here. We want to pray for Brother Ed, Lord, he'd be here if he could. I'll pray you visit him, Lord, today. Lord, with healing in your wings, recover him, help him to get well. We pray for Brother Ed. I pray, Lord, for Sister Joanne. Pray, God, Lord, you'd send a blessing her way. Help her, Lord, to recover from her fall and from her health that's in decline. I pray for Brother Eric today. Lord, we love Brother Eric. I pray for him, Lord. And now, Lord, we'd like to see him back in the house of God. I pray, Lord, Father, for Miranda, Mark, Caden, and Tavian. Lord, we'd like to see them back in the house of God. I pray for James and for Star, James Jr. I pray for Jordan and Casey. Lord, we'd like to see them in the house of God. Lord, I pray for Brother Ronnie Lindsay. I thank you for that good report. We pray for him. Lord, he wants to come to the house of God. His health won't allow him right now. I pray for Brother Mitchell. I pray for Sister Phyllis. I pray, Lord, Father, for Mitchell's sister, Bessie. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Kevin. We pray for Billy. Pray for Denise, Lord. Lord, with the health issues, Denise, Lord, having mental challenges, Father. We pray for, Lord. I pray for Brother Mark. Lord, recovering from surgery. I pray for Sister Kay, his wife, Lord. I pray for a little serenity, Father. Carol requesting prayer for a little serenity. Said, Lord, she is sick. We pray for her. Pray for Larry. Pray for Leri. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord. So many, Lord, sick, Lord. So many. Going around, Lord. And Lord, we understand, Father, these frail bodies. How vulnerable, Lord, we are to sickness. Lord, pray, God, Lord, you put a hedge about us. Keep us, Lord, as the apple of your eye. Lord, more than we could name today are in need. We pray for them as well, Lord, as these that are here today. We pray for those listening online today. Lord, we pray for that heavenly manna, Lord, to be here today. We may all leave this service today be satisfied. In Jesus' precious name, we ask these things. Thy blessed will be done. Amen. Amen. Like I said, we're preaching today on how to have success. Just this week, I was coming out of Food Line. We got a phone call, and it was Sister Carolyn. She said, Brother Eddie, she said, are you busy? I said, not too bad. What's going on? She said, well, our kitchen sinks quit working, and you think you might be able to help us? I said, certainly, I'll be right out there. Brother James, it was a simple fix. We just replaced the faucet. Luckily, they had one there at Lowe's. It wasn't that expensive. It kind of buckled our knees a little bit there at the beginning. They started out like $300, but we found one for $39, amen? Hey, I just wanted some water. We got that thing on there. Pretty simple. The hardest part was me fitting in between the doors underneath the sink. I put on a few pounds. Old Brother Eddie couldn't hardly slide in there. And I got one hand in there. That's about it, but we got that done. This week, me and my wife took it upon ourselves to make some homemade dressing. Patty, it wasn't too bad. We just made too much. I'm talking about we needed a boat pedal. I broke the spoon trying to stir it, Brenda. Boy, it's worth it. But it was out of my league. She told me what to do, and I done what was told. And we made homemade dressing like I hadn't eaten in a long time. Then the next day, we took on ourselves to make giblet gravy. Hey, on both occasions, I have to admit, I couldn't have done it on my own. But with her help, her advice, and me following diligently all the commands, I might have messed up a couple times, but we accomplished the dressing. I'm talking about like 6 pans of dressing. We made too much. I took one whole pan to Donnie, one whole pan to Brother Ed. We froze two of them and baked the rest of them, and we still got dressing out the end. But anyway, we had success in making that dressing. Oh my. Now I'm thinking about losing weight. No way. No way. Amen. But to have success, you got to first of all make up your mind that you're going to have success. Amen.
That's right.
As we're preaching on success today, I want to be orderly in these three short points on success. And the first one I want to start with is how to have heavenly success. Jesus said for us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. And you know, we got Thanksgiving Day coming up Thursday this week. And you know, you could have a good Thanksgiving Day if you wanted to. I can't imagine having Thanksgiving without having the Lord. The Lord said, seek Him first. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. I get up every morning, Brother James, and the first thing I want is my Bible. I want to read a little bit. I've got a little devotion thing I follow through there. Kind of helps me to read my Bible through Bonnie, and it tells you to read these two chapters or these many verses or whatever. My goal, again, to have success, my goal is to stay up with a schedule, Eddie, for this day. You're supposed to read this many chapters. Now, you remember when the Lord told him to go out and gather the manna?
Yeah.
He told him to gather twice as much before the Sabbath.
Right.
And then not gather none on the Sabbath day. Some of them went out there anyway and gathered it. Well, that's kind of what I do. On Saturday, I read twice as much as I normally do, and that way I've got all Sunday to pray and prepare.
Right.
I like to prepare my messages fresh. If it's stale to me, it'll be stale to you. I want it as fresh as I'm talking about, but it ain't even dried on the paper. I like it fresh.
Right.
I got a lot of liberty. I don't like preaching stale messages. And I don't even like preaching a message more than once. Some of them do, and maybe one time or two, maybe I will. I don't know. But anyway, to have success, you got to stay on schedule is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I've read my Bible through them on my 19th time. Read my Bible through. And I plan on hitting 20 next year if the Lord allows it. That's up to Him. I'm not only ready to go, I'm willing to go right now if He'd be willing to take me. Amen. I've had enough. My knees are killing me right now. I've had enough of pain. I've had enough of struggles. I've had enough of disappointment. I'm glad, praise God, there's a place that He called heaven. I want to see what it looks like, and I'm not going to visit. I'm going to stay. Amen. Hey, He offered that, and I said, I'll take it, amen.
Yeah.
34 years ago, I laid hold on eternal life and had a future from that day on, amen. But here, heavenly success. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in Matthew chapter 6. Verse number 33. The number one step to have any success at all in life is to have His righteousness added to you. Don't stand before God and your righteousness. I've heard a lot of them toot their horn. It just don't add up.
No.
The Bible says, man, his best state. I mean the best he can be. Vanity. I remember when I got saved, Sarah. I mean, I knew I was saved. I didn't really understand it, but I knew I was saved. And not knowing no Brother James, I went over and looked in the mirror. I guess I thought I was going to have a halo. I didn't know. I knew I was saved. I just didn't know just how much change there would be. But on the outside, there wasn't no much difference other than my countenance had a calm now where I was troubled before. I've had that calm now 34 years. But I'll tell you, the Lord said, seek His righteousness first. Before you seek anything,
right,
seek His righteousness first. Get a heavenly success. Jesus said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? In Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, and a lot of people forget that first step in success. You can read about a man like that in Luke chapter number 12. Oh, he done good. Only thing is, there's not one mention of God in any of his success. In verse 20 of Luke chapter 12, the Bible said that night God spoke to him and said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. That don't sound like success to me.
No.
I'm glad, Brother James, if the Lord comes to me, He's going to say, it's time to go home, son.
Right.
Jesus said we must repent of our sins in Luke chapter 13, verse 3 and verse 5. Jesus said we must be born again in John chapter 3, verse 3 and 7. And beloved, if you want to hear the words, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, Matthew 25, 21. You got to get His righteousness imputed to you. All my righteousness is none but filthy rags. All I've ever had to offer God's disappointment and a broken heart. I'm just telling you, praise God, He offered His Son for me. I took it and been happy ever since. Amen. Without that first step of success, without His righteousness, without His salvation, all that will be heard is, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25, verse number 41. That must be where they got the name Hell's Angels. I'll just tell you, but hell ain't no, it ain't no fun place. The fire's not went out. The worm doesn't die. It's a place of torment. That rich man, Luke 16, lifted up his eyes in hell and he cried and he said, Father Abraham, and he was one of his sons. He said, send Lazarus. He don't have the freedom of command in hell. He wanted a drop of water to cool his tongue. Unfortunately, in hell, you don't get to command people to do nothing. In hell, you pay the price because you lived out the first step to success. And in hell, I want you to know, he got a burden for his five brethren. Send him to warn my five brethren lest they come to this dreadful place. I'm just telling you, buddy, the door to hell only swings one way. There's no exit, no escape. You miss this first step, this heavenly success, these other two points, they won't be that pertinent. As a matter of fact, you won't even be able to apply them. But we got heavenly success and we got personal success. And I pray you listen to me here, because this is something you'll need in life. I've learned most of this myself from patient praying and studying the Word of God. The Bible mentions 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, about the Word of God being instruction in righteousness. And I used to work for a guy. We put things together. My cousin Wade Ford. We put things together like for Lowe's and for Walmart and for Roses and Toys R Us. You know what he told me, Patty? He said, follow the instructions. And I looked at it, it looked simple. I thought, I don't need no instructions. I put that thing together, and there's one screw, simple. I think they done it on purpose. If you don't put that one screw in first, you got to take it all apart to put that one screw in there and then put it together. So it's good to follow the instruction. That's why, you know, the Bible said it's instruction in righteousness to us. But a personal success, I don't want to try to quote this. I'm going to read it to you. But 1 Peter chapter 1, Peter, a bigger struggle as he had, he gave some good advice here. 1 Peter chapter 1, he said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now here's what I want you to listen. To an inheritance, and I do, I'm in the will. Incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Right.
Now, I've done took care of that first step. I've got the heavenly success. He says, verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love. I'm in the wrong chapter. No wonder this ain't making no sense. It's all good scripture. But here's what I want to read is 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm sitting there thinking, where is this order here? That's still good scripture.
Yeah.
2 Peter. We're going to read 10 verses here. Because he tells you some things to do here to have personal success. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. You know, when you get that first success of heavenly success, you can have grace and peace multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that have called us to glory and virtue.
Right.
Now we're going to get some advice from Peter here. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, we're talking about personal success. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Peter's giving good advice, even though it's in the wrong chapter. Both of them have some good advice in them. Jesus said to those who believed in Him, He said, continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Remember that there's a devil down here, but he's pretty good too. Sybil, there have been a few times I've actually been driving down the road and pulled the car over and got out, went over, opened up the pasture door and said, get out.
Right.
We've got authority over unclean spirits. We can command them to get out. Right. Anybody ever seen that movie called War Room?
Yeah.
Yes. You remember that girl opened that back door and she said, get out and stay out.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about here. To have personal success, sometimes you got to tell the devil to hit the road.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to say, you're not welcome here.
Right. Right.
You got to tell him you love the Lord, you're going to live for God. Hey, don't. The Bible says, don't give no place to the devil. And I'm telling you, with that devil down here walking about seeking whom he may devour, sometimes you got to say, get out of here, devil.
That's right.
Bible says, seek ye. That means all of you. Have the book of the Lord and read them two words. And read. Now if you're like me and you're lazy when it comes to reading, I am. It's a modern day miracle. I've read my Bible through 19 times. I'm lazy. I was lazy in school. Brenda. I'd always get it from somebody else. I wouldn't take the time to read it. It's sad. Been playing catch-up all my life. But in Isaiah 34:16, it says, seek ye, meaning all of you, out of the book of the Lord and read. And reading has never been one of my great abilities. I know I got in Donnie's car that day, and he had a CD in there, and I turned his key on to go get his oil changed in his car, and the Bible was playing. And you know what? If you're lazy like me about reading, you can get it on CD. You can get it now on DVD. You can get it on thumb drive. You can get it on all kinds of ways. But get that word. He said, if you want to have personal success, he said, and read.
Right.
Sarah, he said, no one of these shall fail. That's a promise from God.
Right. Amen.
He said, none shall want her mate. Another promise from God. And if you'll notice, that one's upon the marriage. He said, for my mouth have commanded, and his spirit have gathered them. Again, I'm going to have to read a little bit because I can't quote all of this. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, you can just listen. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, starting in verse number 9, it says, two are better than one, if you've got the pronouns right. Hebrews 13:4 says marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So not just any two is what I'm trying to say. When he talks about two are better than one, it goes on a little further here. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. I want you to know that verse number 9 there. They work together.
Mm-hmm.
Brother James was telling me, him and Patty, they put up some stuff in the garden. Y'all work together on that? Canning and putting things up?
Yeah.
You got a good reward from that. Yeah. This winter when the, like California, got 8 feet of snow back in 2019. This week, Buffalo, New York got 77 inches. That's more than 6 feet of snow. But anyway, if that comes, you got a good reward for putting that stuff up. See, you work together.
Yeah.
Work good at planting it. Work good at putting it up. Get a good reward from that. They work together. I'm not saying one can't do it, but it's a whole lot easier to get somebody to help. Amen. It says, for if they fall. Now, it ain't been long, Patty fell. James had to help her. It happens. I come home from work, 3 o'clock in the morning, my wife laying in the floor. She's crying because she wasn't supposed to get up. She got caught because she couldn't get up, Brenda. And I'm trying to help her get up in the bed. And I get her in the bed, and she goes right back down the floor. And it took everything I had to get up in the bed. I'm sitting there thinking, you're not wanting to get in the bed or what? But anyway, I end up having to call the ambulance. 3 o'clock in the morning. And even though she didn't want me to, I still needed to. I retired because she needed me there. She didn't like it. I said, look, we ain't got no choice here. I'm going to come home. You're going to be laying the floor dead. I'm retiring. And I did. But it says here, if one fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. That verse number 10, they help one another. Look at verse 11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? When we first got married, man, especially in wintertime, my wife, she'd back up to my back. I put off a lot of heat. I don't know what the deal is. I sweat standing still. Last night, both dogs back up against my back, both of them up against her, trying to stay warm. One of them trying to get under cover, all that right there. But that warmth, if they lie together, they have heat. There's a blessing in that marriage. There's success in the marriage. If you listen to me, you can have some success. I'll just tell you right now, just because you're married don't mean you're going to have success. There's some things you got to work at. You got to work at putting up one another. You got to work at The words you speak, I'm telling you, some of them bug like dynamite. When my wife says something, I don't really understand what she says. I just kind of grunt, you know, duck my head and run, amen. But it says, if they lie down, if two lies down together, they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Not only that, Sister Vonnie, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. Boy, it's good to have somebody back you up, amen. Amen. Hey, listen, they defend one another. Patrick may not need no help from Sarah, but if he did, she could pick up something, hit somebody with the head with, you know what I mean? I'm just telling you. You got help if you need it. I mean, if somebody's got you down, shoot him. I'm just telling you. That help. What was it? Four or five stabbed to death in that apartment and still trying to figure out what happened there.
Yeah.
I don't know, they're asleep or whatever, just mercilessly stabbed to death. Young girls, I think maybe one boy, I don't know. I don't know what happened there myself. But sometimes you're going to need some help. Sometimes, you remember that old saying, Katie, bar the door?
Yeah.
I mean, here John Wayne's outside, and he's shooting all these shoes. He says, bar the door. Sometimes you need the help of the wife. Sometimes the wife needs the help of the husband. Sometimes you just need somebody to help. Help me hold this. Help me carry this. If you want to have success, you better listen to me today. In the marriage, they defend one another. But you notice that last part of that verse said a threefold cord's not quickly broken. They got the Lord in their marriage. That's the best thing any marriage can have to have success, is to sit down at the table and ask God's blessings on the food, to pray over your family, to pray one for another, ask God for help. The Bible said in Psalms 46, verse 1, that He's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You're going to have plenty of trouble.
That's right.
That threefold cord, it's not easily broken.
That's right.
You know, somebody had Patrick down. Sarah went up there to conk him over the head with maybe a lamp base, and he got hurt. He had her down. That's when you call out to God.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when that guy falls down the floor and says, hey, I need some help myself.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, God's a very present help in time of trouble. I'm glad we got somebody to call other 911, but thank God for 911. But married people, They need the attributes of the Word of God. You know, I matured a lot. I've been Dottie's husband for 47 years, and the first 13 years, I'm ashamed of him. I've been a husband since I've been reading my Bible. And, you know, I put most of the burden on her. Now I'm carrying the burden now. Not in a complaining way, just telling her I'm trying to make up all the years that I was everything but a husband. Amen. But in Psalms chapter number one, verses 1 through 3, even the unmarried can have success.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly.
Yeah. Yeah.
No standeth in the way of sinners.
Right.
No sense in the sin of the scornful.
Right.
But his delight's in the law of the Lord, Brother James.
Yeah.
And in his law he doeth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf also, they bring his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. Man, I'll be 69 years old in February. I never dreamed I'd be this strong when I got old. I figured I'd be wore out by now, but I feel like I might be able to go a little further.
Yeah.
And whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. That sounds like success to me.
Amen.
You know, Brother Ed, bless his heart, he'd give in and have Karen with him right now. And he's bearing the brunt of her not being there, but he's still having some success. He'd be here if he could. He misses Karen. There's a lot of people. I was one of them yesterday. I brought him a big old pan of homemade dressing, a big old bowl of giblet gravy. You know, I can't be caring, but I can care about Ed. bought him a little something. Y'all been taking care of Sister Joanne's. Don't go weary that well-doing.
Yeah.
Sister Bonnie's mailing out cards. People is getting them cards, sending word back. Thank you for the card. I said, don't thank me. That's Bonnie's doing. But you know what? You can still have success. But every marriage, the only way it's ever going to have success,
yeah,
you're going to have to pray together. You're going to have to stay together. You're going to need the help of the Lord. And I'll tell you right now, the devil's against every single marriage.
Yeah.
The best counsel I know is the Word of God. It straightened me out, amen. I was as crooked as a hind leg of a dog. I've got to wrap this up. But heavenly success, personal success, and national success. Proverbs 14:34 says it clear and plain that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And in America, we need a Nineveh of repentance. I'm telling you, this thing ain't going to go too much further, amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, and I wish they were, said the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I see a bunch of mourning coming our way. I'm telling you, the deck is stacked. I ain't going to spend long on this. But I'll tell you, to have national success, you got to have righteous leadership.
Right.
The Bible said in Psalms chapter 9, verse 17, all the wicked shall be turned into hell. Or it says the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God, I'm just telling you, to have national success, you got to put God first. You got to have righteous leadership, and you got to do what's right in the sight of God. He's not going to bless sin. You know, they're promoting this rainbow coalition. I'm not for it. I don't mind them coming here. I'll tell you right now, they sit right here. I'll preach to them. It's like I'm preaching y'all.
That's right.
No problem at all. They can't have it. That's why they're not here. The Bible said men love darkness rather than light. Because their deeds are evil, neither come they to the light. And, you know, they don't want light. They just want to be left alone. And God's not going to leave them alone. God's trying to get light to them. He's trying to get light to them. Because if they die in their sins, they're going to understand. They failed. They didn't have success. You know, they think, you know, they're getting rich. They think they're passing laws. They think they're having success. It ain't over. One time I heard this story about this farmer. He's an unsaved man, Brother Jerry. And he's kind of bragging a little bit to the preacher of the neighborhood. He said, well, I balanced my books this week. And he said, according to October, I made this much money. What do you think about that, preacher? You know what that preacher told him, Brother James? He said, God don't balance his books in October, buddy. He said, my advice to you is you better do some more homework. I'm just telling you, you can sprout all the turkey feathers you want, but there's going to be a day when God's going to judge men. And I'm telling you, Ecclesiastes sums it up like this. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It says, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is a whole duty of man. And next verse, verse 14, for God shall bring every evil work, or every work into judgment, would it be evil, would it be good?
That's right.
I'm just telling you. But to have success, we're going to do it God's way. I need to hush right there. I went further than I meant to go in this message. Father, we thank You, Lord, for this message today. Lord, a much needed message, God. Most of these people in this church, they're saved. They love You.
Yeah.
But Lord, there's probably somebody out there listening right now that's mad,
yeah,
foaming at the mouth, mad, thinking God owes them something, that God's not been fair. But Lord, You gave Your Son into the hands of sinful men. He allowed men to spit in His face and beat Him unrecognizable. And He gave His life on the cross at Calvary, a ransom for all to be saved. And if they turn that down, not only will they not have success, but they'll have the wrath of God upon them.
Right.
Oh my Lord, take this message where it's needed.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alright, let everybody stand. Get Brother Terry, please. Sister Sharon, if she would, a verse of invitational hymn, and we'll be dismissed.